This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with President of Seychelles Patrick Hermini today. Both leaders will review the full spectrum of bilateral cooperation and exchange views on regional and international issues of mutual interest. We have a report.
Today, Prime Minister Modi is scheduled to address the National Assembly of Seychelles and interact with members of Indian diaspora. Later, Prime Minister Modi will participate in the National Day celebration at Roche Kemen. The ministry said that a contingent of the Indian Defence Forces, along with two Indian Navy ships, will also take part in the celebrations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on a three-day visit to Seychelles to attend the Golden Jubilee celebrations of the National Day of Seychelles as the guest of honour. This visit reaffirms the strong and enduring friendship between India and Seychelles and strengthens the shared commitment of both nations to enhance bilateral ties across all sectors. Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Prime Minister reached Victoria yesterday on a three-day visit to Seychelles. He was received by President of Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hermini, at the airport. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 135th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashwani at Doordarshan Network, the AIR News website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah, who is on a three-day visit to Gujarat, will officially launch the PM Family Care Tracker pilot project in Gandhinagar this evening. This new initiative is aimed at improving healthcare tracking and welfare accessibility for families. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh pay tributes to India's former Prime Minister P.V. Narasimha Rao on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi remembered former Prime Minister for his enduring contributions to India's progress during a critical phase of the nation's history. He said that Mr. Rao earned recognition as a naval administrator and was also a distinguished scholar with immense knowledge and a deep understanding of India's diverse culture. The U.S. military said it struck multiple targets in Iran for the second consecutive day at the direction of President Donald Trump as a fragile ceasefire came under renewed strain. In a post on social media, U.S. Central Command said that American military aircraft targeted Iranian military surveillance infrastructure, communication systems, air defense sites, drone storage facilities and mine layer capabilities in response to an attack on a merchant vessel on Friday. Meanwhile, Iran's military spokesperson Ibrahim al-Fikr stated that Iran also targeted U.S. infrastructure with missiles and drones in Kuwait and Bahrain. In a social media post, al-Fikr claimed that Iranian forces struck 8 U.S. military sites and related infrastructure, including Ali al-Salem Air Base in Kuwait and facilities associated with the U.S. 5th Fleet in Bahrain. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red colour warning for a very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. The weather agency has also forecast thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds over Andhra Pradesh, East Rajasthan, East Uttar Pradesh, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh and Maharashtra till tomorrow. India's Kidambi Srikanth advanced to the men's singles final of the US Open Badminton Championships at the Titan Gym in California today. Srikanth defeated Japan's Yudai Ukimoto 20-20, 15-21, 21-19 in a hard-fought semi-final. He will face Su Yi Yang of Chinese Taipei in the final. In the FIFA World Cup, DR Congo created history by reaching the knockout stage of the FIFA World Cup for the first time after defeating Uzbekistan 3-1 in Group K clash at Atlanta Stadium this morning. Yohan Visa scored twice in the second half while Fiston Mayel added another goal to seal the victory. In another Group K fixture, Portugal and Colombia played out a goalless draw at Miami Stadium in Florida this morning. In the round of 32, Portugal will face Croatia in Toronto on Friday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.